Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's our host, Abhi Goldhawk. Welcome to Think Realty Radio. This hour of radio is going to be a lot of fun. We're talking about home automation. We're talking about how you can scale your rental business with the right tech. So guess who we turn to? We turn to Sean Miller with PointCentral.com for some of the latest industry insights and how home automation is really kind of starting to transform the industry of renting your house, essentially from an operations perspective and from a caring about your property and tenant perspective. So I want Sean to touch on that a little bit. It's going to be a fun-filled show learning about how this can help you grow your and scale your real estate rental business. That being said, let's go ahead and bring Sean on the air. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Abhi? Great to be here.
I'm great. Thanks for joining me. Give us a little background, who you are, what you do, and your background with Point Central.
Yeah, so I'm Sean Miller. I'm a proverbial geek at heart. I've always sort of liked tech. I was the guy who got called over as a kid to hook up people's VCRs and make all that stuff work. I'm the president of Point Central. Point Central is the leading provider of property automation services, which essentially is home automation in the residence, but tied together amongst all the rental properties at an enterprise level. So a property manager can better take care of that asset for their owners, better manage your business, and also keep residents happy and keep them around longer and paying as much as possible for those rental homes.
No, that's awesome. And I think if there's one thing for me that I know as I grow out my own portfolio, it's, well, geez, I want to be a part of a conversation with folks that have been there and done that. And what I appreciate about Point Central is you get the technology behind it, and you understand that your niche can serve more than just the retail outlet. It can also serve investors, and I appreciate you for digging into that a little bit. That should be a lot of fun. That being said, let's cover the basics. What is the definition of home automation?
So home automation today is defined as essentially an internet-connected device, or an IoT-enabled device that sits in a home and connects to the internet to either provide data out in terms of like a sensor, so you think of a water sensor or temperature sensor or something like that, and or provides also two-way control of a device, either based on a schedule or someone logging into a website or app. So in those cases, you can think of a connected thermostat or a video doorbell camera or a door lock where you're able to sort of let someone in if you needed to or change a thermostat setting. What I think differentiates home automation from what we call property automation is home automation, again, is sort of designed to be controlled at a one-to-one relationship. So you live in a home, and you can install this stuff and control it through multiple apps on your phone. Property automation is taking those devices, but then bringing them all together holistically and automating a lot of the control so that it's not a hindrance to an operator, but a benefit, and that it's operating those things automatically based on the property status and how the operator and or owner want to manage their home. So do they want a house when it's unoccupied at 78 or 82 degrees, right? You can sort of set those types of things, and the system will know based on property status when to change a thermostat and when to reset it if a painter tries to change it, et cetera. So doing all that at that enterprise level, and then also making sure, again, it's done at a way that's good for business, so you can think of security and reliability and all those other tools that you need to make sure that any piece of software you bring into your business is not going to suddenly make you liable to any security risk or open to any security risks.
That's fair. When I'm looking at jumping into this world, and let's say I have a portfolio of 10 or 15 or 20 properties, excuse me, what are some of the acronyms and terms in the industry that I should be aware of?
Yeah, so terms, I mean, if you're looking for solutions, terms can be as specific as someone looking for a connected thermostat or a keyless lock or a water sensor. And if people are thinking about it holistically, they may type in things like home automation or smart home or smart apartment, et cetera. I think owners thinking about this, so when Point Central started doing this 7 years ago, we went out to the market first, always talking about the operational ROI, the benefit to the operator and the benefit to the owner. Meanwhile, everyone else has talked about sort of the shiny object aspect, right? So the resident amenity piece, which is important, but those are the terms that get a lot of the attention, not necessarily people searching for, you know, property automation or terms that make them think, how do you use these as a business tool? So if people just start, do some searching on what they're trying to solve, they'll see some devices come up. And I think the important thing is to look at, is that a product or service designed for a business or an individual? And if designed for a business, who are they, right? So some best practices we've seen are, you know, is a company a startup or not? I mean, unfortunately, the reality is 9 out of 10 startups fail. So do people want to, you know, bring something into their business, train the people on it, and then suddenly a year from now not have that company around? Or do they want to go for someone that's a little more reliable? How do they treat things like data security or data privacy? These things, a lot of these things do collect data. There's usually one of two camps people fall into. Either they're collecting that data and they're looking to sell it. You can think of some big search engines and e-commerce companies that do some home automation devices that fall into that camp. Then there's people who just more, they're going to protect the data and keep it contained for you, not sell it off, and only use it to help the operator sort of do their business more. And then the last thing, the security, there's just things like encryption and how do they get the data out of the house? Is it Wi-Fi or cellular, et cetera? So a lot of it probably sounds intimidating. I think the reality is that if your listeners get into it, we have a couple of white papers on our website that we think have shown some best practices. People are happy to go download those. But I think it's one of those things, once they get into it, it's a couple of basic questions of figuring out what they're comfortable with, and then they're able to move forward.
Gotcha. What are some of these data points that are collected? Should that be a concern for the tenants that are pretty much creating these data points? Is there any type of security issue there?
So there's always a security issue when you think of there's two-way data flow. So again, that's where it's important to think of how is the device going to be. There's nothing that's hack-proof, but how is the device making itself hack-resistant? So, you know, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, for example, are common technologies that a lot of people sometimes will go with because they're easy. But if you look at the nature of those technologies, they're meant to be easy and built for bandwidth. They're not built for security or reliability. So for us, we avoid using those technologies because we prefer other protocols as a way to sort of protect the security of the device. But then when you think about, you know, there's the method of how the device is collecting data and passing it back and forth, and then that's what you do with the data. So as a resident, I think you want to know, if you're moving to a home with a smart home, is this a, you know, an Amazon or a Google-based home, where if there's an Alexa and all these other things, they're listening and they're collecting data, and they will one day start to, I'll see that show up in my search results. Or in our case, where you're collecting it, and what we're trying to do is make sure we provide value back without selling it. So things like, we recently launched an HVAC analytics program that took us almost 2 years, and between ourselves and our parent company, Alarm.com, we have 6 million households on the platform. So 2 years and analyzing data over tens of thousands of HVAC units of trying to figure out what early indicators when an HVAC unit starts to have a problem, and then turn that into a notification that the operator can then go out and repair a resident's HVAC unit before their inconvenience. You know, that type of use case, both the resident, the operator, and the owner all love, because you have a happier resident, you have a lower cost point to repair, and you have an operator that is able to proactively schedule something versus having a resident screaming at them on a Saturday because their HVAC unit just went down.
That's right. We got to go to break. I want to talk about business efficiency with home automation when we come back. So Think Realty Nation, don't go anywhere. More with Sean Miller from Point Central. You understand how home automation can really help to ramp up your rental business, or even if you're in multifamily, the same thing. You need this reporting. You need the security. You need this for your tenants. And believe me, they'll thank you too. On to business efficiency. When we come back, check out our magazine, Think Realty Magazine, at Barnes & Noble. Pick up a copy and then text me with questions. Text the word ASK to 96270. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage them. Narada Real Estate Investments saves you time by providing you with professionally managed income properties in the best U.S. markets. Learn more at PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and download your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as ExxonMobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Are you ready to become a smarter investor and start generating passive monthly income by investing in tax liens and distressed real estate properties? Then you're ready for the PIP Group, a fully passive turnkey service provider offering investment opportunities in tax liens, deeds, fix and flips, foreclosures, and more. Go to pipgroup.com now to get the education you need to be a profitable investor. The PIP Group, the experts in tax liens and distressed real estate investments. ThePIPGroup.com.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, we're back. I'm your host, Avi Golhar. My guest today is Sean Miller with PointCentral.com. We're talking about home automation and what it can do to really help streamline your single-family rental or multifamily business. Now, before the break, we were talking about some of the data points and some of the technology device pieces that you need, but I do want to talk about business efficiency. Before we get there, Sean, can you help me understand how all of these things work together?
Yeah, so I'll talk about that. I guess I'll do two things there. At the household level, whether we're talking about a single-family home or an apartment, all these devices, you know, have some point of communication out. So whether if they're Wi-Fi, they're all talking to your router. In our case, we use Z-Wave, so they're all talking to our hub. And then there's a way to get the data from the house to the cloud. So again, Wi-Fi, that's going to go over public internet. In our case, we use a cellular backhaul, so we have a private line on AT&T and Verizon that take our data from the house to the cloud. And then once in the cloud, there's a couple ways the operator can get it. There's, you know, a dashboard. So we have a dashboard and an app that allows the operator to see and do things right then and there. But then we also have integrations with third-party software. So you can look at property management software like PropertyWare or add-on software like a tenant terminal that helps do leasing or a property mail that does work order management. And we'll have integrations to those systems essentially so that people can do things in those systems and our system will sit behind and react to what's being done there. So if someone changes a property status in PropertyWare, we know to reset codes and change a thermostat, or if someone books a work order and property mailed, we then see that work order created, know to create an access code, send the access code to the appropriate person, and then delete that access code when the work order is completed. So there's a bunch of different ways to get to it, but that's sort of a holistic view of how the data is getting to and from the home up to integrations with other and how the operator sees it.
Gotcha. And so obviously there are a bunch of moving parts here with the devices. And then, of course, you have the owner, you got the devices and how all of that stuff kind of connects and makes the tenant feel comfortable. Why should the tenant feel comfortable with all this? Don't you feel like the tenant would feel like it's kind of an invasion of privacy and now you have data reporting on the tenant, what's going on?
Yeah, we actually don't see typically the tenants worried about the technology. I mean, if you think of just us in our daily lives today, how much we are using, you know, our phones and mobile apps and are connected today, it's much more about transparency. So knowing the devices are in there and then knowing what value I get out of them, right? So if there's a bunch of devices in the home that just creepily watched me and I never got to interact with them, never got to use them, that would probably scare a resident. But in our case, where the resident knows, you know, hey, once they're moved in, the operator can't randomly change a thermostat, right? There's certain control parameters we put around it, but the resident knows, well, good, I'm getting a keyless lock, so I know when my kid gets home from school, they punch a code in, and I see that, or, you know, the thermostat adjusts and saves me 15 to 20% of my heating and cooling bills every month, or et cetera, right? Or I want to get a work order. There's, in fact, think of efficiency. Speaking of work orders, so nowadays, right, well, work orders can be done online or even done via text message with a resident on their app. I was talking to one operator recently who, you know, integrating with our system went from scheduling a work order used to take them days. It depends on how quickly the resident would respond. But, you know, you could think of one day was ideal, and then there was up to a week of just figuring out when we could schedule things. Now with the front-end automation of people, you know, scheduling it online, seeing a calendar or via text, and then the back end integration with us, they've now gotten that work order scheduling down to 8 to 12 minutes, and that work order, you know, goes out, they get a code, they know immediately when someone entered the house, they know how long they're in the house for, they know when they leave, and the resident at the same time is giving updates. They're like, great, I'm at work, I didn't have to come home, I knew when this person entered my house to fix something, I knew when they left. So you're really getting benefits on both ends. So at the end of the day, you don't see people really worry about their privacy because they're getting value for it.
Gotcha. And so I understand then from the tenant's perspective that, hey, this creates more safety, it creates less margin of error, and at least the person that owns the property knows that there are going to be issues preemptively, right? Which is great. On the investor side, why should I care about home automation? Is it a fad? Is it like the internet? It's going to be here and then gone. Wait a minute.
Yeah, so I think it's definitely not a fad. I mean, we could probably spend a whole show talking about adoption rates and curbs. You know, if you look at average households right now, somewhere depending on which metric you use, it's about 25 to 30% of U.S. households have at least one connected device in there. And 20% of that 25 to 30 have two or more. That's in, you know, this stuff's only been around for, let's say, 5 years. So in 5 years, you've gotten to 20% plus or almost 30% of households. You compare that to other technologies like, you know, historical ones that took decades to get to 40, 50% of U.S. households. Mm-hmm. And I think you look around, yeah, things move quick today, but these things have come out, and what's really made them start to stick is people see the benefit, right? They see the lower heating and cooling costs. They see the benefit of getting rid of keys and, you know, being able to leave their house and never have to worry about did they lose the keys or did a worker make a copy of a key or someone else got a copy of a key floating around that could, you know, has bad intent. Water sensors that catch, you know, a water tank heater, tank water heater before it goes bad. I mean, those things are, if someone's home, great, and someone starts to see the leak, you catch it early. But, you know, if someone's away on vacation, like the upcoming holidays, and you start to have a leak in a water heater, that leak, you know, into a garage could cause tens of thousands of dollars of damage that could have been all prevented with a $40 water sensor. So I think, you know, the reason this has grown is it's not just, you know, basic shiny objects that people are attracted to 1 minute and not the next. The reality is they've seen true value to them as the person living in the home, and then there's been able to extend that value to the owner and investor where they know that their asset's being protected and that asset is also offering the amenities that renters today want. So they really get the benefit of both that protection and the enhancement.
Gotcha. I do want to get to business operations and management, but I feel like there's something else that I need to address, which is what type of amenities can I offer as a result of home automation? Question one. Question two, how much will it cost me? Question number three, how much of a premium can I charge my tenant?
Okay, so the basic categories that we see most broadly adopted today are locks, connected thermostats, a type of video, exterior video, so think of video doorbells or a driveway camera, and then lighting. Right? Lighting is one where it's a nice to have, not too much savings there, but people like coming home to a house that's not dark. Mm-hmm. And then probably your up and coming is voice control. People are starting to understand that, but those first four are your core four. Of those four, the two that can be appreciated by everybody in every type of living situation, whether we're talking about a C-class multifamily, a single-family home in the burbs, or an A-class urban multifamily, are thermostats and locks. Like everyone sort of gets the value of, let me save money on my heating and cooling, and let me know who's entering my home, when they're entering that, and sort of make sure I have ultimate control over that. So starting with those two things, a system like that costs, you know, a thermostat, a lock, in our case, the hub to drive all the communication, costs less than $600 in hardware, and then costs about $15 a month for the cellular connection and all the software and upgrades and access to all the apps. And then they can get typically from a renter pays, we have some operators or owners that just make this a standard in their property. So if I remove them and think of the ones who only offer it as an option, mm-hmm. what we see is at least 75% of renters will pay $20 or more per month for that core system. You know, some markets, we see people get $25 or $30, and then other markets, they can even get more if they add a few more accessories to it. But that base system is $20 a month they'll get.
That is awesome. I mean, you talk about crazy, crazy value. So we'll go to break. I do want to see how much of we'll summarize that, and then we'll jump right into business operations and how much of this is impacted by business management and how that can integrate into the home automation piece. So got to go to break, pointcentral.com. Have questions for me, thinkrealtyradio.com. Be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kitty bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kitty bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, we're back. I'm your host, Avi Golhar. My guest today is Sean Miller with Point Central. We're talking about why home automation is really important for you as a real estate investor. It's not just a fad. It's a trend that's here. You can charge a premium to your tenant. And guess what? They like it. And most importantly, you have data points that you collect over time, which give you pretty much a health diagnosis of what's going on with the property. That being said, Sean specializes in this and has a company called Point Central where he works with investors nationwide to implement these things into their business so that they can become more efficient. Sean, let's talk about business operations and business efficiencies with home automation. What are you seeing from investors that are implementing this type of hardware and software solutions?
So when an owner or an operator looks at deploying this, typically what we see is the immediate, what we're coaching to is some of the operational stuff. So again, that knowing what's going on with the property, doing things like unattended showings or water sensors, et cetera. And then they'll get in, they'll understand that savings, and then they'll see that residents, when they move in, will pay for this, right? They'll pay an incremental fee for it. And holistically, then when you start looking at that type of an ROI from both the operational side and the asset enhancement side, that we see people generate ROIs of 30% from the system or more, right? Again, in certain markets, if you have an older home that's more prone to water leaks or things where the operational savings really drive value, we've seen that. And then we've also seen markets where, there's people who really want a tech-forward home, so then people start enhancing it with, lighting control or shade control or sprinkler control or all these other things, and then instead of getting $20 a month, they're getting 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or we have some people have gotten over $100 a month just from the tech package because they're able to deploy this solution out there. So we sort of think a 30% ROI is baseline, and then you can grow it from there.
That's huge. I mean, so you talk about not only the devices and the software adding the efficiencies, but now I can save money, I'm saving time, and I'm making more money. I mean, you're kind of checking all the boxes for me here, Sean. Like, that actually makes a lot of sense. Talk to me a little bit more about how this hardware and software works. Do they work together? Do they work independently? I'm assuming they work together, but I don't know anything about home automation. Like, I'm just kind of clueless when it comes to this.
Yeah, so I'd say, Avi, it depends on where you're at in your journey. So someone who's just starting to look at this stuff or maybe has played with some things in the past, like we've met operators that, had tried to, say, install thermostats on their own, and then they tried to install something else. And what they realized is they suddenly had, if they managed 25 or 50 homes, they had 50 different logins to maybe two or three apps per home, and it was just a mess trying to figure all those things out. So I think when someone finds an enterprise business tool like Point Central, and they realize that now all these devices are showing up in one website, and on that website it's showing just the homes or the properties, and they can understand what's going on, or they'll see it through an integration with their property software like Yardi or RealPage or PropertyWare. Then it's different for them because now they've just sort of shown up. They can tell us what they like as basic. So, who are the maintenance team that need to have access codes when a work order's there? What temperature do you want an unoccupied unit to be maintained at? A few other things like that. And then once that's set up, we're able to just manage all that stuff in the background for them without them having to remember all these different logins and access all these different apps. And that same benefit of scale is probably not the right word, but condensation altogether is also there for the resident. Now when the resident moves in, if these are, if you look around and see just how popular these categories are, when a resident moves in and they see they have these things they want, like a thermostat and a lock, and again, it's all available in one app, and if they add some things to it, it's still all controllable from one app. They're not sitting there trying to do different things or figure out how to install it or set it up. It's just provided for them as a service. You see a lot of residents subscribing to it, but also you see the benefit of residents choosing properties and staying in properties because it's delivering this in-demand amenity that they're looking for.
That's huge. So are there differences then between, say, a single-family rental where home automation can be implemented versus, say, a duplex or a triplex or a quad all the way up to an apartment complex that's 100 units or more? Is there a fundamental difference there?
There's not a fundamental difference when you start in the residence. So, again, a lock, a thermostat, some basic thing like that will have value inside the home, whether the home's a single-family home or an apartment unit. There's some different technology you can deploy. Say on a single family home, we have a sprinkler controller. So we've had some operators who want to make sure the yard is going to get watered. And by putting a connected sprinkler in, they're sort of able to make sure there's a master schedule that keeps the yard at a baseline for them. Versus in a multifamily unit, you may not care about that. That may not be a need, but there's things there like access control, right? So if you're in a community that has fobs or keypad access, we're able to integrate that with our system and sort of make sure, again, you can tie everything together so that at the end of the day, the operator and the owner are getting the right data from the entire property that they need and not just, you know, dealing with individual siloed devices sitting in a residence.
Gotcha. So it's not very difficult then for me, just from what I'm gathering, for me as a single family investor to scale up, get smaller multifamily, and just build these efficiencies into my overall workflow, right?
No. And you'll have to take my word for it right now on the radio, but any of your listeners who reach out to us, we have some references we can share. But actually what we've seen is people start doing this. So we have some customers that started, you know, single family, long-term rental about 4 or 5 years ago. Yet I think now when they look back, if you ask them, what would you have done differently? It would have been that they would have done this faster, right? So they sort of got their toe in the water. They started with it, and then they realized they saw the benefits. And then it just became a game of, okay, how do I get all my, you know, regions or partners to understand how to use this. Because the reality is to get it, you know, the initial installation in the home, a general maintenance person can do this in 20 to 25 minutes. I mean, the lock replaces a standard deadbolt, the thermostat replaces a standard thermostat, and the hub just plugs into a coat closet and gets stuck on a wall or plugged in above a microwave. So it's really easy to get it going. The software, we have a bunch of training, so we can sort of understand what someone's trying to do at first. We're only sort of training to that, and then as you start getting comfortable with it, there's more, there's follow-on trainings we have, or again, if you're using one of the software partners we integrate with, it's going to naturally do things for you just as you're in your PMS doing things there.
Got it.
So it is overall pretty easy to get going.
Gotcha. So one more time for our listeners that are just joining us, we're talking about home automation. We're talking about how this can increase efficiencies in your business, whether it's a single family rental business or a multifamily business that you're running and acquiring more units for. Overall cost, one more time, break that down for me.
Yeah, hardware in a residence, hardware costs less than $600, depending on the lock and the, you know, a few nuances there. It's, let's say, between $550 and $600. And then the monthly service cost is about $15 a month per unit. So all in for less than $600, someone gets the system, and you know, we'll start seeing savings right away. And we've seen historically generates an ROI of about 30% per year for that system.
Gotcha. What are some of these mistakes that you find investors making? Actually, you know what? We have no time for mistakes right now. We got to go to break. So we will leave that as a teaser for our listeners to join us back and learn about some of these mistakes. It really kind of falls into that do-it-yourself category. You know, if there's one thing for me that I've learned as a real estate investor, it's you never do anything yourself. You know, I'm 5'5" and 130 pounds, and I'll tell you something. I know what a sledgehammer looks like. I'm not going to pick it up. That's why I have people on my team, just like Sean, who's able to bring that home automation piece into play and really help folks like me learn how we can scale our businesses and still have a good pulse on what's going on with the health of our properties. And all the while, make it so easy for the tenant to say, yes, I'm willing to pay that premium. All right, so do this. Go to pointcentral.com, get in touch with Sean, his team, and see what type of impact he can make for you. If you have any questions for me, I'm happy to help, always here. You can find me anywhere on social media at Abhi Golhar. You can also go to thinkrealtyradio.com and ask me a question. Super easy. And then go pick up a copy of our magazine called Think Realty Magazine. It's at Barnes & Noble. Pick up a copy, read it, get in touch, ask questions, and I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape. rotate, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
This is Tammy, the lady boss of real estate. The Capital City Real Estate Investor Alliance community is focused on the personal growth and business success of all real estate entrepreneurs. CCREA's tribal culture of extraordinary diverse professionals create real world, real life, real estate, wealth, freedom, and financial independence. Home of the best speed networking, education, and the hottest deals. Check us out at CapitalCityREIA.com. I'd love to connect with you. And until then, here's to your extraordinary success.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
All right, it's the home stretch. Think Realty Nation. It's your host, Avi Golhar. My guest today, Sean Miller. If you're just joining us, we were talking about how Sean Miller's company, PointCentral.com, can help you kind of grow and scale your business. More importantly, they're giving you insights into what's going on within your properties. You know, it's one thing to go from property to property and drop by every now and then. You should anyway. You need property management to do that, though. But if you're self-managing, or even if you're a property manager, this is a great solution because it helps you scale your operations as a property manager, serving more investors, which is what you want to do. You want to build your business. And if you're not a property manager and you kind of want to do this yourself a little bit, it still makes sense to get a pulse on what's going on with your property. Home automation is the thing. It's here, and you need it in your life. So go to pointcentral.com, get in touch with Sean and his team, and see exactly what it means to have home automation work hard for you. Right? If you really think about it, what you're really doing here is you're buying more time. right? Point Central can do a lot of things, just like Think Realty Radio itself can do a lot of things, right? We teach you how to save time, make money, and there's the third one. Save time, save money, make money. There you go. Jeez, had a little bit of a brain fart there. Save money, make money, and save time. I wish you could make time. That'd be awesome. But that being said, Sean, what are some of the mistakes that new investors make, or even pro investors make, with this tech?
Yeah, so actually, Avi, I think time is the common misconception people have when they think about this. So they'll do the research, they'll understand the use case and the value it provides, and they'll go, you know what, I can just go down the street to the local Home Depot or Best Buy and buy a Nest thermostat and I'll stick it on the wall myself, and you know, then I'll know sort of what's going on. Well, they're not going to see some of the things like the analytics we discussed. Mm-hmm. And while they may get the resin of any aspect, then you're going to start to realize, oh sure, every time they turn the unit, they have to actually go to the property and physically reset the piece of hardware. Or, you know, when it's unoccupied and someone's in, they have to literally check the app to make sure no one's changed the thermostat. And if they have to manually change it themselves. Mm. So people start to do this and deploy it. And then, again, they get sort of that scenario I discussed where, you know, they got multiple apps for each property and multiple logins for each one. And it just becomes this nightmare to manage. So what they thought to save them time has now actually cost them more time. Mm. So, you know, we'll see people then suddenly start to go, okay, I understand maybe there's a different way this should be done when I'm doing it as a business versus what I'm doing in my own individual home. So they'll go out and they'll look for, you know, a solution like Point Central where we're going to automate all that stuff for them and make sure they're getting the value they need. But then what it does, then they start to see the time savings. And then I think it shifts to what you were just talking about with the listeners is, you know, now it helps operators shift their time from doing things that need to get done to when they're getting data on what needs to be done or they're able to automate work orders, they don't have to worry about someone getting a key or run out to do a showing because someone wants to see it. Now they can, you know, but with the right technology, they can just do unattended showings and let someone see a property on their own. Now from this operator gets more time back and it allows them to shift their focus to spending time on those higher value items. So, you know, maybe it's finding more properties to manage. You know, maybe it's just touching base with the residents more to make sure they're happy and, you know, that they stay an extra turn, and that helps reduce your costs. Like, there's a lot of higher value add things I think every operator would love to do. And this technology, when it's done right, should be doing all the other things to not only, you know, to save you time, to allow someone to spend their time on higher value items.
So as an investor, What should be my primary focus? What are some of the, say, most valuable pieces of hardware that I should absolutely have as a foundational level of home automation?
The things we typically recommend to someone to start as your baseline is your thermostat and lock, because your residents will see value in those, value in that, just like the operator and the owner will. And then if there's an extra $40 laying around, we'd highly suggest a water sensor that goes around a tanked water heater. You know, that's just one of those things where statistically water leaks aren't that common, but when they happen, I think the average water damage claim is something like $7,000 to $10,000. So a $40 sensor that prevents that type of damage to a home, that could let an operator know the second it starts to see a small drip, you know, really provides value to all, you know, all three parties involved: the resident, the operator, and the owner.
Got it. How is home automation starting to shift the real estate investing industry? Do you have any thoughts on that, whether it's a gut check, whether it's what you're hearing from some of your clients?
Yeah, from the investment standpoint, I mean, you're seeing things out there now that home automation is listed as a bullet on the property, right? So if you're looking at an apartment to rent and you see smart apartment, or, you know, you're on a site like Roofstock and you see that they're listing that it has a Point Central system in it, I think you're starting to see that people realize that this technology out there today is there. It's in demand as a resident, and there's this business case for stuff. So what we're seeing is it's definitely a question that owners are starting to ask their operators and the builders. How are you thinking through this, and what technology are you going to be able to put in this building so that I can drive, you know, efficiencies today, but then also have the system grow with me, right? Scalability is important, and everyone today, as they're starting on things, can see it. Once they're in, they realize that suddenly this starts to become a world where a lot of data can be generated. And that's great, but it's not the generation of the data is only half the battle. It's what do you provide of useful information from that? And so they're looking for partners that can sift through all that data and then provide the useful information back. So for us, I think last year we generated something like 25 billion data points from the data from the hardware we have in homes. If I turned all the operators and just data dumped 25 billion data points on it, we'd probably have zero customers afterwards. But the fact that we're able to turn that into this HVAC analytics program where now we're telling people when their HVAC units start to misbehave, that was valuable data, right? And that was something that then they can now turn into serving residents better and serving their investors better.
So I think property managers, from my perspective, they can really take advantage of the offerings in the home automation world, specifically what Point Central has, because it streamlines their ops. It helps their investors gain tremendous confidence in what the property management company can do for them and ultimately secures their position in the marketplace. How do you suggest property management companies scale with home automation?
So scaling with it, I would say the first thing to do is they should go do their homework now and they should start getting their toes in the water. The reality is that they think they'll wait 12 months and, the thermostat will cost them $20 more or $20 less in a year, and so they'll just wait to save that 20 bucks. That may or may not happen. But the other thing is they're going to miss out on all those operational savings plus the resident amenity aspect of a year. So they're going to have, competition now that is doing these things and bettering their processes and attracting more residents and keeping those residents longer. So definitely we'd say get out there, do a little bit of homework, and then start doing something. By doing it, it also gets it baked into your processes today. So that as you scale, as you add some more heads, you may add different heads than you would if you didn't have it. And you may add them in different areas of the business, but at least all those heads that are coming on, they're all learning how to use the system. They're all learning what the value of it is. And you're able to just continue that, scaling the value as you scale your organization.
So if you were to leave a couple of tips, maybe one or two tips for our listeners today as we close out the show about home automation and what they can do to get started, what would you recommend for them to do?
A general tip I'd leave for them would be home automation is more than just the shiny object on the wall. It really can be a business tool to help grow your business's profitability and keep your residents and investors happy. I'd encourage them to go to pointcentral.com, get a demo of our system, check out some of our white papers, see just some of the things we've been doing in this space for 7 years, and then go out and do some homework. I think I'm pretty confident once they do some homework, they'll see why our system's chosen by, we have property managers small as 5 units. We have property managers that have over 80,000 units that run the platform. So we think we've built a platform that really can scale, but can serve what people need at different stages of their business life cycle. They're for free to reach out and talk to us and shoot any questions, and we'll help walk them through it.
Awesome. That website one more time is?
Our website is pointcentral.com.
Beautiful. So for me, I've learned a lot. I've learned about Point Central. I've learned about home automation and how it plays an important role in building a single family rental portfolio and how it can help me with a smaller multifamily portfolio and growing that out. So thanks so much, Sean, for all of that insight and jumping on the air with me today. Certainly appreciate your time.
Yeah, Adi, thanks for the time. Appreciate being here.
You got it. Think Realty Nation, get in touch with Sean, his team, pointcentral.com. Have questions for me? ThinkRealtyRadio.com. Pick up a copy of our magazine at Barnes & Noble. It's called Think Realty Magazine. I promise you can't miss it, and you're going to love it. Only because I write for it, of course. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.